Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology, using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now, 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is your hidden power. The idea for doing this came to me as a self-described free thinker. I think that's one of the reasons I've been successful on the radio for as long as I have, because I am an open-minded free thinker. I believe that people ought to be exposed to lots of different ideas, and thus this hour, which some people say is a metaphysical experience. I think it's beyond metaphysical, frankly, as a perspective here. We go into a lot of people who scoff at me when I talk about UFOs. And we had a conversation on the DJV program, which I co-host with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, about UFOs and whether there are people who are here or beings from other planets. And that's all part of this experience. How open is your mind? My mind has been open since I was young. It just seemed natural to me. And I remember the first time I expressed myself, it wasn't even when I was on the air, I think I was younger than that, thinking that there was no good explanation as to why black people are black or yellow people are yellow, white people are white. Why are we? So life supposedly originated on this planet somewhere in Africa. I think that there is good reason to believe that we all have come from other planets, because there's no good explanation for why, in terms just of boundary, that Chinese or Asian people look the way they do, or white European Anglo-Saxons look the way they do, black people look the way they do. It doesn't make any sense to me. So, and I have been happy to extol the value and virtue of that kind of thinking. And so that's really what this program is aimed at doing, is exposing you to different kinds of thinking. Some of you who are religionists don't like it, and I understand that, and you're free to do whatever you want with this time period. Obviously, I'm here to get an audience, and if you are someone who believes that there's more to life than what we see, feel, touch, smell, hear, and then you found your home, your hidden power. We're going to have some expanded time with our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley. I'm going to bring the motivation forward today. How do you find the good side of every situation or every person? That's, I'm going to grill our friend Mary O'Malley on that, so you'll benefit from listening to that coming up in a matter of moments. Right now, the focus on your resting. Are you getting, when you go to bed at night, how do you approach sleep? You leave the TV on? Are you reading really horrible books, Stephen King novels and things like that? Are you nuts? You got to be nuts to expose your mind. If you learn nothing else on this program, you'll understand the subconscious sets the tone for your sleep. And if you're watching things or you're thinking bad thoughts or you're whatever it is that you may be exposed to, the news, what a horrible way to get to sleep. I prefer to read some really good books that put my mind in a fabulous, positive place. And I also like sleeping on mattresses and pillows that come from MyPillow.com, because I know I'm going to get a better night's rest on MyPillow.com, on pillows from MyPillow.com, using the pillow cases that are made with the best cotton, sitting on some pillows that make the ride in the car a little bit better. It's all there at MyPillow.com. So take advantage of it. Use the promo code DJV and you save 50%. All kinds of benefits. It's a Made in America product. Factory, I think, Minnesota is where he is, Mike Lindell. Washable pillows, dryable pillows. Time to clean up. Summertime and a lot of glucky things are wandering around on your mattress, on your pillow. get rid of them. Act fast. Get yours now. Two go-anywhere pillows and two premium pillows, half price. Most everything is half price when you use the DJV code. Go to MyPillow.com, order your new mattress, order your pillows, your pillowcases, your sheets, all that sort of thing. Plus, there are things there for other people and other beings like your pets. It's a fabulous place for comfort, relaxation, a good night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Buy things that you will find fabulously satisfying. It's the right word for it. And it's satisfying to save a lot of money, too. And you do that using the code DJV at MyPillow.com. All right, let's get the energy moving here, shall we? At 17 past the hour, time for psychic medium Mary O'Malley, who at PsychicScout.com can take care of the things that most bother you. There are a lot of people who do this, Mary. How would you describe your work as a spiritual psychic medium? Is that a good description? You like those three words?
Sure. Yeah. My work, it's different every time with every person. They have questions, and I connect with spirit, with my guides and with their guides, and look for the answers. And
when you talk about guides, explaining what a guide is, there are angels, there are guides, there are spirits. There are a number of beings that are in the afterlife, or even if it isn't the afterlife, whatever you want to. Where do they come from? Where do these beings come from?
Heaven.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the three guides that I work with are archangels, and they come together, and they either answer the question directly, or they act as a switchboard to bring in the appropriate entity to answer the question. They call themselves Ananta, and they just showed up one day when I was doing my first radio show to help. And before that, I had five guides that I work with, and I call them the Mighty Five. Mm-hmm. And they tend to be healing guides also, so a lot of times they'll come in, and I'll feel the healing energy coming through as I'm working with a person.
Are they male or female, asexual, unisexual? What are these guides?
The Mighty Five feel like they're predominantly male, and then Ananta feels predominantly female. But my sense is more that they're more, you know, no sex really. It's just the way I feel their energy, the power of their energy. I'm ascribing the male and female energy to that.
Mm-hmm. And that's helpful. Do you find that male energy helps men more, female energy helps women more, or is there a crossover?
It's usually the opposite.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not always, but quite often it's the opposite. Depends on what's needed and how the information needs to come through.
We're having a conversation with our psychic medium, Mary O'Malley, at PsychicScout.com. So I asked you to tell us, to explain, if you could, what would be needed for a successful group reading versus a one-on-one? What would be the difference in how, because everybody's going to want to have their piece of you in a group reading, right?
Right. So generally the way I do it is I have them write down a question, and then I just sort of draw from the pile their first name and a question. So I have to be careful in a group, because sometimes the nature of the information that comes through is kind of intimate. So I have to be careful that I'm not, you know, calling them out on something that they don't want everybody to know about.
But
generally it's not much of an issue. Spirit's pretty good at that. I have to hold the energy a little differently. Sometimes they're all there for healing and they don't know it. But groups are a lot of fun too, especially for people who've never had the experience. And it's a little right. safer and a little cheaper for them to try it
yeah,
that way.
Safer, I was thinking, yeah. That would be a very safe way for you to get exposed to this type of thinking. And not everybody who does what you do does it the same way or gets their inspiration, their power from the same, I was going to say people, the same beings as you described a few minutes ago, right? Where does the help come from?
It's once again working with my guides and with their guides.
No, but I'm not talking about you. I got that. But other people who would say that they are good at this, they don't all follow the same posse. You're not all tapping into the same group of inspired beings, right?
No, we all carry different vibrations of who we are that connects with vibrations on the other side. So, yeah, pretty much everybody has a different group or beings that they work with.
So what would happen if a being came through to you that you didn't recognize and didn't really understand? Is that possible? Does there have to be always a match between you and the being you're working with? Or do sometimes people who are sensitive like you get bizarre messages that you don't understand?
That happens. And on occasion, I have to call in an interpreter. Maybe the being that's come through and that I'm working with, I don't really understand what they're saying. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to spiritually call in an interpreter to help work with that being and that person.
So
sometimes it'll seem like they're talking in a foreign language.
Yeah. And then you have to trust whatever a spirit is sending you. And I wonder about that, learning to trust. We have had an ongoing conversation here about trust. Last week we had, when I was talking, I think you may have heard me say a few minutes ago, when I was talking about what the law of attraction brings to all of us, it is what we believe. And if you believe that you can't trust people, then you're going to be attracted to people. I don't know that folks understand that. Do they?
Right. No, they don't. And sometimes they come in and they're carrying some kind of entity or spirit with them that's you know, draining all their energy and they, you know, they don't realize that's what's going on. So usually I can, you know, I can catch that pretty quickly and help them get out from underneath it.
Yeah.
So, you have to be careful. There's places we pick these up, like in bars and, you know, had a few drinks and you're vulnerable. And so, you know, we kind of have to be careful what we're picking up and carrying with us.
Yep. Psychic Scout Mary O'Malley. Please check with her at psychicscout.com. Mary, thanks for being here on Your Hidden Power.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago and I met the doctor. And he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking. And he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Now continuing with a focus on your hidden power. Maybe it's your hidden powers. There may be more than one. Depends on how you extrapolate the information, much as anything else. All right, moving along now. Mystifier, paranormalist, motivator Uri Geller is here with us, who finds, interestingly enough, the good side in every situation. One of the things I marvel when it comes to Uri and having known him as long as I have is how he takes information or circumstances. This is why he is successful. He understands that he doesn't win all of the time. He finds a positive in failure. He transforms things in a way that I marvel. We all have stumbling blocks in our lives, and he's made a career out of helping you defeat the things that get in the way. You got stones in your driveway, he'll help you clear them out. Adversaries and adversities. One of the things we talked about last week, Uri, focus on marijuana, and some people were upset because you were talking about marijuana. A lot of people are using it, and it's bad for you. And I don't know that you're telling people what to do, but you're certainly advising them, as you might in any circumstance, about the vagaries of using something like marijuana, same as alcohol and other things. You're not a missionary, but you are practical. Don't you think that you know, what you're passing along is practical?
Yeah, look, Doc, first of all, let's decipher what I meant by smoking marijuana or weed or hash. Let's not talk about hard drugs, because that's a no, all the time. Here in Israel, the marijuana business, the weed business, is taking off like crazy. It's going to be a multi-billion dollar industry very soon, even in small Israel. They're cultivating already hundreds of acres of area where they grow already medicinal marijuana, which is very, very important element in diseases that are ravishing humanity. Now, doctors have come to conclusion. That's why the FDA in America gave the okay to marijuana. Was it in Colorado or somewhere where you can walk into a shop and buy marijuana free and without any subscription? Anyhow, going back to the medicinal marijuana, doctors say that it lessens pain, it gets you into a better mood, and so on. What I'm against is youth, youngsters who are 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, smoking weed. I think that's really bad, because if you're not ill, and if a doctor has not given you an order that you may smoke marijuana, these kids who are now 15, 10, 15, 20 years from now, their mind will be screwed. Your mind will be screwed. Doug, listen, I've been around for a long time, 50 years. I've met drug addicts, not hard drugs, marijuana. After a certain amount of years, you can see it, you can sense it, you can feel it on them. That their minds have been altered. Do you agree with me on that?
Yes. Yes, I absolutely do. You can see it. The most practical example is Willie Nelson, who's been smoking marijuana most of his adult life, although he's in his mid-80s. I think he's 86 now, still performing. But you can see how it's taking its toll on his mind and his body.
Let's talk about the people like, you know, the fame, the icons, the legends like Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, Prince. I mean, I can go on and on. The list of celebrities, mega celebrities, is enormous, that died from overdose and the wrong usage of...
let's stop. Let's stop there. You knew all of those people you just mentioned. And if some better than others, you certainly knew Michael Jackson very well. Under the circumstances, what gets them, you can see it in their behavioral patterns, what gets them to go down that road when they have so much to be thankful for, their lives are so full? Why do people, Prince is another example, why do they go, what is there that people like you haven't been able to tap into with people like them?
Okay, look, Doug. When you are a successful celebrity, whether you're an actor or a singer or a sports individual and so forth, you become immensely wealthy. You become a multimillionaire very, very quickly. You sell 100 million records and suddenly you find $100 million in your bank account. Mm-hmm. When you come to such an extent of wealth, people get bored. People search. People look for another high. Just imagine that you wake up any morning and you can buy a Ferrari that will be more than parked in your driveway. You can go to any hotel. You can buy a yacht. You can buy a private plane. Your life becomes dull. It becomes empty. And then you go into that search of, oh, maybe if I'll take ecstasy or if I'll take some marijuana or hashish, that will give me a different high, a high that really money cannot buy. Of course, you have to have money to buy it, but it's there. So you go to any corner shop in New York City or downtown Washington, and somebody will pump drugs into you. They will sell it to you. And some of these people are not strong enough to say no. They want to try. They want to go for it. And that's where they go wrong. And that's where their path takes them to the dark side of their life. And then they die. That's it. Simple. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. Money brings tragedies to people who are not strong enough to understand what money is about. And that's my explanation, Doug. And also, right. Remember... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I want to couple that with what I was talking about a few minutes ago with regard to you being able to find a good side to most anything and everything. I've certainly seen that in you over the years. And I guess we always tend to apply it to individuals. What about businesses? What about organizations? Can we take the same things to apply to them as we can the individual?
Absolutely, Doug. You know, if you're the president of an organization, whether it's the president of America or the CEO of Ford or the CEO of any major American company, if they are nice to their people, if they are nice to their workers and they are loose with them and they're pleasant with them and they give them breaks and they give them, they up their salaries, those companies are the successful companies, because a person working for a corporation, if he's happy, they will work better. They will yield more powerful energy into their work. Mm-hmm. If your boss is a negative person and a stingy person and has a dark outlook, the company will very quickly go down. Doug, listen, there are also other tools which are more spiritual. I'm sure you've heard of the ancient Chinese culture called Feng Shui.
Yeah.
Feng Shui are energies that transfer themselves everywhere in your home, in your business, outside when you walk in the park. There are energies flowing. There are ley lines. And the Chinese, it's an ancient Chinese art, they today in China build buildings to let the Feng Shui energies go through, and they empower the workers. They bring you good luck. That's what they believe. Now, if your belief system is set in such a manner that it's positive, then you will be a positive thinker. You will wake up every morning in an attitude of gratitude. So your business will flourish. So anyone who's listening to me, and is a CEO, chairman of the board, or is a director of a company, if you weave into a streak, or almost a subliminal streak of positive energy, you will see that your business will take off. And that's basically it.
Well, there are a lot of people. I was thinking of Tom Peters, and I was thinking of Anthony Robbins, people who are your level of motivator, and you yourself, how it is that... what really happens, you are an improver. You work toward constantly improving people, and that involves constant change, because everything is changing all the time.
Everything is changing, Doug, and the major change is God, Google. Google allows you today to take a simple telephone, and there is nothing anymore that one can hide. Everything is there. And these God Googles and the Facebooks and the Twitters and the Instagrams, all those outlets know the psychology of the human mind, the psychology of the human being, and they collect data on you. It's like the mini NSA, National Security Agency. They listen to us right now. They record us right now. So they know the pattern of the way you think. They know the pattern of what you buy. They know the pattern that you are searching out there, and they mold themselves to sell you more, so you spend more money into these big corporations. So you are right. Everything has changed, Doug. And I look at my granddaughter today, Romy, who's holding a mobile phone, And watching a Disney cartoon, watching Moana, or watching Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse, and then I see little messages come in to me on my mobile phone, and she puts a finger on my iPhone, and she kind of swings the message away. 2.5 years old know how to get rid of a message that came onto the screen. So we are in for a huge surprise. I hope it's going to be a positive one, and I'm talking about 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now. And that's it. Where in the world did you and I, in our childhood, when we were growing up, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, did we ever dream of a device that I'm now holding in my hand in a small coffee shop in Old Jaffa called Fairuz, and I'm talking to you, transatlantic, and you are heard all over America. Ridiculous.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff. All right, thank you for you, and thank you for your being a change agent. Uri Geller's website, fascinating things going on all the time. You can learn a lot there. He's a mind master. Uri, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. Time now for us to spend important time with Maria Francesca Trilogy, who's the official astrologer on the Your Hidden Power program, astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. The business about astrological experiences and whether parents have one degree, children may have another degree. Do you find sometimes that when a parent asks about a child and a chart, is that chart accurate for a child or an adult or for somebody their whole life through? How do you whittle that down?
Oh, that's perfect. Just lovely question. What happens is that imprint of our birth is our personality is imprinted immediately. Now, we're not going to see every single quality or every single characteristic of the person in this baby, but we will see the basic nature of that baby. So it is according to the baby, not the parent. And what is so wonderful is when I get to do charts for babies, mm-hmm. The parents are, you know, I don't, of course, what I do is I just talk about the child's basic nature because it's very obvious. And as the child grows, more and more of those characteristics and qualities and behavior patterns start to develop and show. And I have records and I save them, emails from parents that will get back with me a couple years later wanting a chart for their new baby, telling me how much their two-year-old is exactly everything that was defined when that baby came into the world. So it is a fascinating experience for a parent to understand their child's character, to understand the behavior and why the baby doesn't want to, you know, already you can see the children won't want to eat certain things, or they are very active, or they're not active, or they act mature for their age, and you wonder why. Well, you can look at their astrological chart, and you can see a lot of that.
You did a chart for my grandson when he was born, and
I
it's
did.
Interesting to see how that is playing out in terms of where he is as a 3.5-year-old now, and what
yes.
is going to, you know, the maturation. He's an old soul, and you certainly can see that in him, whether he understands
yes,
it.
Yes, and he's very, he was, you could tell his maturity. You know, I mean, he's not going to be mature. You're not going to see a man here.
No, he's still crying when he doesn't get his own way.
Yes, that's right. But he is mature in the way he navigates through life. You know, mm-hmm. there is a sense of, wow, why would he know that at such a young age?
Right.
So I think the qualities are wonderful, and it's a wonderful way for parents to to relate to their children,
right,
and know that just because they were born into these parents' into their life, it doesn't mean that they're going to be like their parent. You know, they may look like their parent, and of course there will be the qualities of nationality and all of that, but their basic nature is pretty much who they are astrologically.
Yep. And that's a fascinating thing. I would suggest for those of you who are parents or grandparents and you have children coming along when they are born, you ought to get in touch with Maria. I find this to be, I send Maria to my friends I send to her. I happen to, when once in a while I find somebody that is really intrigued by this, I'll pay Maria to do a chart for them. And what a wonderful way for you to get started with your child. So get to Maria at astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. Get a chart done. Your own chart is important for you to understand. Loved ones, charts, very important. I found this to be one of the most helpful things in my existence, trying to deal with people that you don't really understand. This gives you a clear path into understanding them. astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. Try it, see it, heal it. It is very healing. Great. Maria, thank you. Maria Trilogy here on Your Hidden Power Show.
This program was edited by Bob K. Sound and Recording. Visit bobksound.com.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.